Praise the Lord. Amen. The wind is blowing again. Amen. And I felt it in my heart in these services. Amen. Let's stand tonight as we stand together. And I would like to do something tonight. If you would help me. Amen. I would like for us to bind together right now. How many of you believe in prayer?
Sure.
I believe in prayer. I have seen God do some mighty miraculous things. And I know it had to be God.
Amen.
Because man could not do some of the things that I have seen him do. I remember one time, and I tell this ever so often. Tina was with us. She was just a small baby, and we had went with some friends of ours. Boy, it's all right to play that. That sounds good. And Tina, we'd went, you know, we were way out in a little country town. And there wasn't a whole lot going on. We didn't have anything that even stayed open all night long. And she was a baby, and she fell out of the car. We went to this great big lock and dam, and we're looking at it. And when she fell, she hit her eye on a rock, and it cut her eye, and bleeding real bad, and blood all over her dress there. And got back in the car and began to drive away, and her eyes began to roll back in her head, and she wouldn't respond, just laying limp. Somebody said something about taking her to the doctor. And I am nothing. I don't want you to ever think, don't you ever get carried away with a man. One thing that Jesus warned them about, he said, if they say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there is Christ, don't you go. And I thought about that a long time until I discovered that the word Christ means here is the anointing. There is the anointing.
Amen.
He said, the kingdom of God is in you. Come up not with observation. It is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we stopped that car on that interstate, and that night it was. We gathered right there by that four-lane highway, this other couple, and you'll do some things that people look by at and they think they're crazy when you're desperate.
Amen.
And we laid hands on her, this other man, and myself, and we prayed for her and Sister Odom and this other lady. Those kids, other kids there bowed their head. And you may believe this or not. I really don't care if you believe it or not. I don't want to sound crude, but it's not going to impress me if you don't believe it. But the next morning she got up, and there was no cut on her head. There was no scab. There was nothing. It was completely and totally gone. For years and years we saved that little bloody dress as a testimony of what God had done. Somewhere in the process of moving around, we lost it. But I know what he can do. I know what he can do. I know what he can do. That I just know it. And I'd like for us tonight, if you would, to reach over and take somebody by the hand. Hallelujah. And let's pray for this service tonight, that the Holy Ghost would have his way in this place. Hallelujah. Would you pray with me right now? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we believe you tonight that you are the Lord God that created all heaven and the earth. Father, tonight you see every need that's in this place. God, you see every situation, every heart. God, every home that's going through a trial. God, every soul that's discouraged, everybody that's sick. God, we know that you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever it is that we have need. You feel the Holy Ghost tonight? Come on, let your faith go tonight. Believe in the Lord tonight. That's it. Some of you are responding to the Lord. Just raise your hands to him tonight and believe God. Lord, I love you. I know you are able, God, to do anything. Father, anything, God. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. You're possible tonight. For the Spirit to fill someone here with the Holy Ghost. It's possible for someone to come back to God tonight. It's possible for a saint that's discouraged in your heart. Hey, I feel good about what we're doing, don't you? I feel the Holy Ghost moving again. Would you do that, church? Would you raise your hands and thank him? Devil, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
glory to God.
Lord, you are wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
let him have
his name.
Glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah.
There to my heart was the blood.
Hallelujah.
Applied.
If I love the Lord tonight, would you love him? Don't have a problem tonight except what the Spirit offers. Hallelujah. Let him have his name. Sing it tonight. Oh,
glory to glory to his name.
Hallelujah, Lord, we give you the glory to God.
Was the blood applied? Glory to his name.
Thank the Lord. You can be seated tonight. Amen. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that I feel. And I'm confident that the Lord has everything in hand.
Amen.
Amen. And he knows just exactly what he's doing tonight. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. As I said a few moments ago, I have seen the Lord do a lot of things. There's a time mentioned in the Bible when the Word of God said that the Lord was teaching. He had went over the Sea of Galilee. And the Bible said that there was a great multitude that followed him, because they saw the miracles that he did on the people that were diseased.
Amen.
There are a lot of people that follow the sensationalism of Pentecost, and even before Pentecost, and they follow the signs and wonders and things, and there's nothing wrong with signs and wonders, and there's certainly nothing wrong with worshiping the Lord and seeing God move in a mighty way. But there is a scripture brought to my mind many times in my walk with the Lord in Jude, verse 9, where the Lord's word said that when Michael the archangel disputed with the devil about the body of Moses, did not bring a railing accusation against him. He didn't work himself up into a frenzy, Pentecostal or any other way. He just merely looked at the devil, looked him straight in the eye, and said, "The Lord rebuke you."
That's right.
Now that's powerful.
Amen.
You see, it's powerful when we realize that Michael did not say, "I rebuke you." He said, "The Lord rebuke you."
Amen.
And so tonight, if you got the courage to allow the Lord to take charge of your problems,
that's good.
Then there is nothing that the devil can do to hinder you. But the Lord was here, and the Bible said that this great multitude was there. And as they were there, Jesus looked at them, and he had something that is beginning to almost be a lost thing in our midst. The Bible said he had compassion.
Amen.
He looked at them, and what he saw, I don't exactly know. I know that he looked out there, and he saw some needs. He saw some people that were hungry. He saw some people that had sat out there. Some of them had traveled great distances to see him and to hear him and to receive something from his ministry. Another writer wrote something that kind of bothered me when I read it. He said to the Lord, he said, "Just send them away. Send them away and let somebody else take care of them."
Right.
Amen. I hope the church never gets that attitude. Amen. Don't you? I hope the church never gets the attitude of just let somebody else take care of them and let them go somewhere else to find whatever it is that they need. Amen. Because there are some needs that only the church, do you hear me, that you will only find in the church. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about when people come together and they touch the Spirit of Almighty God. There are some things that are only done when people touch.
touch God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But the Lord looked out there and the Lord refused to send these people away. And I am glad that the Lord refused
Amen.
To turn me off to hell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you? Come on. Aren't you? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad God looked at me and God did not see me for what I am. A lady told me one time, she said, I wish God would give me what I deserve. And I said, I'm glad he didn't give me what I deserve.
That's right. Oh, God.
Amen. But he looked at this multitude and something in the Lord's heart was touched. He looked over there at Philip and he said, Philip, he said, what is it going to take to feed these people? And Philip looked out. Philip saw all of these people out there, thousands of people. And he looked and he saw them and he began to look at the Lord and in his mind he began to calculate. He began to add up what it was going to take and all the time doubting. You see, he saw the need, but he did not realize the Spirit of the Lord that was there.
Amen.
And when he looked at the problem was so big. The problem was so great. And the Lord standing there waiting. Well, now you tell me, Philip, what it's going to take to meet this need. Philip looked there, and before long, the problem began to get bigger and bigger. And I believe it was in a state of desperation that he looked at the Lord, and he said, oh, but we couldn't feed them all if we had 200 penny worth of bread.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. Have you ever looked at a problem in your life and thought it's too big? It's too big. I can't handle it. There's nothing that I can do that will be able to meet these needs. I drove into Hamilton, Alabama about 10 years ago. And I'll always remember driving down the first time down the streets of that town. And I began to look around knowing that the only Holy Ghost-filled believers that I could look for on the first Sunday of that church would be my wife and my two kids. Amen. And I looked and I began to think, oh God, what have I gotten myself into? This is going to be too much for me, God. Isn't it something how that sometimes that in our physical afflictions, in our spiritual afflictions, or in our problems of everyday life, that we forget that there is somebody that's greater than any problem that we got, that there is a God that created us, and created the heavens and the earth, and there is nothing. Nothing that's too big for God.
Amen.
Now here was a man that had saw the Lord do great things.
Amen.
He had heard the word of the Lord. And yet when the Lord said, what's it going to take? He said, we can't do it. We can't do it. Maybe you're here tonight and you may say, well, I can't do it. And you're right. You're right. There was a man came one time and he said, look, Brother Odom, I can't live for God. I said, you're right. He looked at me kind of funny and I said, but you've made the discovery that's going to help you live for God. And that is the fact that no man in his flesh is able to live and resist the spirit of the devil or this world by himself. But when you realize you can't do it by yourself, friend, and you realize that you need some help, I want you to know that there is somebody that can then step in. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said he looked at Philip and he asked him the question to prove him. Amen. Hallelujah. Philip said, we can't do it because the problem is too great. There's no way that we can do it.
Amen.
But the Bible said there was somebody there by the name of Andrew. Now, the Bible describes him this way. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. I've done a good bit of preaching in the Mississippi district the last few weeks. And I told my aunt in the last week of revival that we were over there. Everybody that sees me wants to know, are you related to Royce Odom? Are you related to Floyd Odom? I said, I'm going to start introducing myself. Joe Odom, Royce's cousin.
Yeah. That's all right.
Andrew was so unimportant.
Uh-huh.
He was so insignificant, Sister Dana, that the only way the writer could identify this man was by his famous brother.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Amen. He was so insignificant, so unimportant, that whenever he was referred to, it was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
Right.
Have you ever felt that important? Have you ever felt nobody cared about you? Have you ever felt like your problems were insignificant? Have you ever felt belittled in your own right, in your own life? Here was a man that was so unimportant that they referred to him and they said he's Simon Peter's brother. But you know who won Simon Peter to the gospel? You know who won one of the greatest preachers in the New Testament to the Word of God? It was this man that later on stood in the shadow of his brother, who was so unimportant that they had to refer to his famous brother, Andrew. Simon Peter's brother.
Right.
And here he was, unimportant. Here he was. People didn't really know him. But Andrew began to look around. And he began to seek something. Friend, I want you to know that if you're here tonight, you might not feel that you're important. And to the world, you may not be important. To the bank, you may not be important. The boss on your job may say, if you don't do the job, we'll get rid of you. And we can go on the street and we can hire somebody to do your job. You might not be important on your job, but you're important to God. Can you say amen? You're important to God. Come on, church. Amen. This man, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, began to look around and he began to look. And you know what he did? He did not begin to look at the problem, but he began to look for a solution. Can you say amen? Oh my God, sometimes we get so bogged down in our problems that we fail to look for a solution and we just give up and we quit. But there is a solution if you'll somehow give yourself to God and allow God to move in your life and open the doors the way he wants to. There's an answer.
Right. That is right.
Simon Peter's brother Andrew began to look around. So insignificant. So unimportant. Such a small man. But he began to look around. And you know what he did? He said, there is a lad here. There is a lad here. Come on, folks. There is a lad here. That little boy came there. Amen. And he had his lunch. I don't know. Maybe he was expecting one of them long-winded preachers. I don't know. But the Bible said he came with a lunch. And there was that little boy. And he was sitting there. Maybe he had heard. The Bible said he had 5 barley loaves and 2 small. Everybody say small. Come on. Say small. Say it loud. Say small.
Amen.
Come on. Say small. Small, there you go. Say it again. Small. Oh, say it again. Small. I want you to get the idea. These were not 10-pounders. These were not 5-pounders. These were fish like I catch, you know, about this long. Amen. Hallelujah. But Andrew looked around. He saw the crowd. He heard Philip say, we can't do it. But bless your heart, he began to look for something that the Lord could use. And you may be here tonight and think that you're not important, but if you let the Holy Ghost, God will take you and God will use you.
I believe it. Amen.
5 Hallelujah. Loaves and 2 little bitty fish.
Amen.
And that lad was there and he came to church and he didn't have much. He just had a little bit. Oh, this thrills my heart, Brother Rutledge, to think about this. I hear people say, well, I can't sing. Oh, but you can raise your hand. Can you hear me? I can't sing, but you can say hallelujah. I can't preach, but you can say praise the Lord. Friend, I want you to know, if you'll give God the little bit that you got tonight, if you'll give him the little bit that you got, he'll take what you got and he'll magnify it and he'll do miracles with it. The like of which you've never seen. Here he was. His little fish and his little loaves. And Andrew said, here is the lad. I think the Lord looks here tonight and the Lord says, hey, give me what you got. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Give me what you got. Give me what you got. Andrew walked over there and he took those little loaves that little boy gave him. And you know what the Bible said? You know what happened. The Bible said that he took those loaves and he began to bless them. I'm going to say this, and I don't want to offend anybody full of the Holy Ghost tonight, but I believe it. And I make a habit of not preaching to the church. That's your pastor's job. That's not my job. If I ever pastor again, then I'll preach to the church. But I think that sometimes we Pentecostals have got so full of taking in and taking in and taking in, we forgot what it is to give out. But when the Lord took that bread, he blessed that bread, and the Bible said he looked up and he gave thanks. You know what he gave thanks for? He gave thanks for somebody that was willing to take their little bit of a large. He gave thanks that there was somebody that looked at the situation and said, no, we can't do it, but God, you can. With the little bit that we got, you can do it. And he began to praise God for somebody that would give up what they had to him. And he began to take that bread, and the Bible said he blessed it. Everybody wants a blessing. Everybody wants to shout. Everybody wants to dance. There's a multitude to be fed. There's a multitude to be reached. And then the Lord took what they had and he broke it and he said, give it away. Hallelujah, give it away. Hallelujah. And so that little boy that walked in that place in that meeting, maybe it was a meeting, something like this. I don't know really. All I know is the Bible said that they followed him because of the teachings and the miracles that he's done. You say, well, God hasn't done any miracles. How do you know? How do you know what he's doing right now in somebody's body? How do you know? Why is it we think somebody always has to be in front of the congregation to be healed? Friend, I know of people that were healed of cancer as they worship God. Amen. There was a lady in a church and we pastored. She went to the doctor and she had a cancer. One night in service, she came up to me after church and she said, I believe the Lord has touched my body. I said, sister, just believe it and claim it. She went to the doctor the next day. He said, I don't know where you've been and I don't know what's happened, but I want you to know there's no more cancer in your body. We can't find it, because somebody in that service began to give God the little bit of praise they had. They began to give God the little bit of worship they had. And God took that praise and he took that worship and he took that glory and he defeated something that people say is incurable.
That's right. Amen.
And that's what he wants to do tonight.
Amen.
He's looking for some Andrews tonight. He's looking for some Andrews tonight. He's looking for some unimportant people tonight. He's looking for some people that say, Lord, I'm not worthy. Oh, God, he's looking for somebody that's living under the shadow. Oh, my God, of a world is trying to push you down. But, friends, you are important tonight. You're important to God, and you're important to this church. And I want you to know that no matter what's in your life tonight, no matter how big it is, that if you'll somehow lift up your arms of praise, lift up your voice and just give God the little bit that you got, that he wants to magnify it tonight into the miracle. Because he is looking tonight.
Amen.
For somebody that'll say, here it is.
Amen.
Here it is. Take it, God. I thought, impressed me the other night, what would you do if you couldn't preach? I'd try to make a good saying, I hope. But what if you couldn't say anything? Well, I would like to wave my hands. Well, what if you couldn't wave your hands? What if you had no arms to wave? Well, I'd like to stomp my feet. Well, what if you couldn't stomp your feet? What if you had no feet to stomp? I would like to, in my heart, say hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. It's not important what you do or what you give. The thing that's important is how you give it to the Lord and the faith that you give it in. That boy gave his lunch, knowing good well that this man is going to do something good with what I got.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, brother. And he fed 5,000 people.
Hallelujah.
With it.
Amen.
With a man that was so unimportant that you couldn't remember his name. Uh-huh. If it wasn't for his famous brother.
Oh, hallelujah.
And a little boy that had two. How many fish? How many fish?
Two.
How big were they?
Small.
Huh?
Two small.
Come on, say it.
Small.
Come on, say it.
How
many of you believe there was a man by the name of Noah that built an ark? And by building an ark and obeying the word of God saved his whole family. How many of you believe that? Come on, raise your hand. You know what that is? That's faith. Oh, how many of you believe there was a man by the name of Daniel that was cast into a lion's den? Amen. And the Bible said that the angel of the Lord came and shut the lion's mouth and he could not eat him. How many of you believe that? Come on, I don't see a hand. I want some participation. Raise your hand. Do you believe that? People say, oh, if I had the faith, friend, if you believe the word of God and trust the word of God, you got faith tonight. You got faith to be healed. You got faith to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got faith for the greatest thing. Get your eyes off the problem and get your eyes on God and believe God that he can do it. Amen. Get your eyes off of how little you are and how important you are and how nobody cares about you. Right. Nobody understands you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And believe that there is a God that understands you.
Right. All right.
There is a God that loves you.
Right.
There's a God that cares about you, and he's just waiting for you to say, here it is, Lord.
It is.
It's not much. It's just a simple, I love you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. It's just a simple, I want to praise you, God.
Yes.
It's just a simple, have your way in my life, God. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight, don't you? You know what I feel tonight? I feel like there are some needs here. There are some things that are beyond our ability to do. There are some things that are beyond my reach. But there's a God here.
Yes.
He's looking for somebody.
Amen.
He's looking for somebody who says, I'm not important, but you are to God. He's looking for you, Andrew. He's looking for somebody tonight that's looking for a way. He's looking for someone that's looking for an answer to the problems of your life. He's looking tonight for a lad that'll say, God, I haven't got much, but what I got is yours. Would you stand with me tonight? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, church, pray tonight. It's the most important part of our service that we enter to. Friend, tonight there's a God that's waiting for you right now. Waiting to do a miracle in your life. Waiting to turn your life around. Would you hear him as he calls? Sister Rutledge, would you sing tonight?
When the world seems cold.
Hallelujah.
And your friends.
Just somebody tonight.
Is
there an Andrew out here tonight?
There is some.
Or maybe a Philip.
Who cares?
Says, hey, Lord, if you don't understand my problem, you don't understand my situation, I can't do it. We can't do it. Oh, friend, you can't. But there's a God here tonight.
That can do it.
Would you give your heart to him tonight? Would you step out right now?
There is someone.
I feel the Spirit dealing with your heart. Come on, Andrew. Come on, would you step out right now? Come on, folks. Church, get a hold of God today.
Someone.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
To share all your troubles.
Oh, Jesus.
Like no
other. You know the greatest miracle?
Can do.
The greatest miracle was not that 5,000 people were fed. The greatest miracle, friend, is when they went around and they began to collect up the loaves and fishes that were left over. Started out with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But the Lord, when he got through, he not only had fed a multitude, but he had magnified that he started with. And that's what he wants to do tonight in your life. He wants to feel the need. And he wants to magnify the Spirit in your life. Would you come right now as this altar's open? Please don't turn away the Lord tonight. Oh, God.
There is someone who cares for you.
Amen. Worship him. Worship.
When there's tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds.
Oh, praise God. Praise
inside.
God. Somebody else join us.
There is someone.
The Lord. Others come also. Come and get a hold of God. Maybe you'd like to come. Maybe you were just a little bit backward to come by yourself. But now as the saints get there, why not come with the praying people of God and pray tonight. It won't hurt you. It might do you lots of good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All your troubles.
Amen. Amen.
Like no other.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can do.
Amen. He'll come down. Oh, he'll come down
from the sky.
Come on, t- talk to God, talk to God. Everybody in your own way, pray. Pray, 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 and believe. Ask the Lord to have mercy on your soul. Ask Him to forgive you if there's sin in your life. Ask Him to give you of His Spirit. He can do it.
Lead me, Jesus, lead me. As never before. Lead me, Jesus, lead me. As never before. Lead me, Jesus, lead me. As never before. Take me by the hand and lead me.
To live right as never before.
I've got a mind to live right as never before.
Come on, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Pray.
As never before.
Oh, take me
by the hand and lead me on. Lead me, Jesus, lead me.
Come on, pray.
Lead me, Jesus,
holy name.
Lead me.
Hallelujah.
Praise
His holy
before.
Name.
Oh,
praise His name.
Has never before.
Just
take me by
the
hand and lead me on.
Oh, Jesus, 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 has never before. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, as never before.
Oh,
take me by the hand and lead me on. Well, the Holy Ghost got hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. The Holy Ghost got hold of me. I went to a meeting that night. My heart was just right. Then the Holy Ghost got hold of me.
It was the Holy Ghost.
Down in my heart. The Holy Ghost got down in my heart.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I went to a meeting that night.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My heart was just right. Then the Holy Ghost got down in my heart. Blessed Lord, hallelujah. Yes, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is victory in that name. Victory in the name. Victory in the name of the Lord. There's victory in the name. Victory in the name. Victory in the name of the Lord. Oh, how I love that name. I love that name. The name of the Lord. I love the name. I love the name. I love the name of the Lord. Jesus is that name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is that
Hallelujah.
Name. Jesus is
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord.
Oh, bless
Jesus
him.
Is the name. Jesus is the name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, there's a deep, settled peace in my soul. Waves of God's holy love o'er me roll. Every day, every hour, I am kept by His power. There's a deep, settled peace in my soul.
Oh, there's a deep, settled peace in my soul. Winds of God's holy love o'er me roam. Every day, every hour, I'm kept by His power. There's a deep, settled peace in my soul. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for allowing us to come and worship in the Lord and preaching of the Word of God, and appreciate your offerings. Remember us in your prayer, that God will add souls to His kingdom. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Odom. It's good to have these folks with us for these services. I think everybody has thoroughly enjoyed their ministry. And these kids held out on the drum playing and singing till the last night. But we'll know from now on. Brother Johnny Wall and Sister Linda have been busy today. They went to Scott this morning, to Warren this afternoon, back to Scott tonight. Now, that's what you call scratching your preacher's itch. Amen. Sister Ruth Hustler called before church, and she is sick and needed prayer. So as we're dismissed, remember that. Sister Sandy Williams called. She's got the itch. She has some sort of rash, she and Brother Paul, that is irritating, and they didn't feel like being in the church tonight. Well, pray for them. All right. I want to tell you, Brother Price had church in their new dining hall area today and said it seemed good to be in a church of their own. 100+. He said he had 100 chairs out and had to go get 15 or 20 more. So that's good. Of course, they just come out to see the building. Amen. Well, that's good. They're moving right along, and we thank God for it, for all the blessings of the Lord. Let's stand together. Praise God. Glorify the Lord. Glorify the Lord with a praise and with love. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Everybody call on the Lord as we're dismissed. Jesus, we love you. We adore you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Move with your benefits throughout this week. Keep your angels around us, Lord. Keep your angels around us, Lord. May we glorify you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Shake hands one with another. Act friendly. Be friendly. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, lucky way.